Right now, it is time for today's prank phone call. Junior is in for the nephew today, who is out. And Junior, what you got for us?
Okay, Shirley, you know, Tommy has these titles. I don't know what this is. Don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to guess. But here it is. It's called surveillance. Surveillance. Let's go, Kat.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach a please.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mrs. Please.
Who's calling?
Hello, my name is Officer from the Connor Police Department, Narcotics Division.
And you, and where is it called from?
Police Department, Narcotics Division, ma'am. My name is Officer.
Okay.
I'm giving you a call. There is a possibility. I'm want to try and get the particulars with you. You have two sons. Do you have a one and?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's reason to believe that there is some narcotics going on with these two gentlemen. Now, I wanted to speak with you about it. My understanding that you're over the crime watch, actually, in that particular area.
Yes, sir.
And I know that here lately there's been camp. Hello? Hello?
Hang on the phone!
Go ahead. I'm here.
It's my understanding you guys have, I know you put surveillance cameras up so you can actually get a general area of what's going on. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where has been within the last week? Because what we've done is we've put somebody on them and watched them very closely, and we're wanting to know from you, because I understand that you are the person over the crime watch, what's going on with your two sons?
Well, sir, for one thing, I don't allow drugs stolen from my house, period. I don't even allow that, because I am the head of the crime watch. I don't even allow people to even come back here to buy drugs.
Okay.
Now, I know some kids that's mad at my kids. They were calling the cops to my house, coming to my house and throwing rocks and everything. But I can assure you, sir, that's one thing I do not play. I do not allow people to even come back to my house.
Okay. Now, are there surveillance cameras, ma'am, that are pointing in any area, like in your back?
We haven't really activated it no more.
Okay. Where exactly were your cameras pointing? What angle were they?
Towards the road.
Towards the road.
Uh-huh.
All right. Is there anything in the backyard area of where you are?
No.
Okay.
That's the only one we had.
All right. Here's what's going on. We're actually, and I'm going to just be completely honest with you, Miss. There's a possibility of a raid coming in there, because we truly believe that are having some type of contraband in that house right there.
Could you just hold on for a second?
Sure.
Hello?
See if you can get that tech in here for
Hello?
Me, please. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Have you spoken to
Sir, let me tell you one thing, okay? I will bust a I don't even allow to come back to my house at all. I don't play that. I'm the head of crime watch. I think all they need to go get a job and stop messing up their life. That's what's wrong with them. Okay, and I don't play that. And I don't appreciate that.
Okay. Are the two boys there right now?
Yeah, they're here.
Can I speak with those guys one by one, please? You mind if I do that, Miss?
Call to the phone. They don't want to come to the phone.
Nobody wants to talk to the officer of the law, huh? What do you think, Ms. I'm going to try to handle this as diligently as possible. Do you think I should come out and speak with your boys there at
No.
I'm trying to avoid a raid happening.
No, you ain't going to avoid, because I'm avoiding myself.
No, I'm trying to avoid a raid coming to your home, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to call and talk to you sensible and see if I can get some things rectified here. Because right now, it seems like the camera should be actually pointing at your back door or your backyard so I can see what's going on there. That's what seems to be happening here.
Okay. Well, do what you
got to
do,
you know.
But I'm
going to go. Okay. Well, before you do all of that, can we pretty much make sure that we know what we're talking about? Do you think that they have contraband in the household?
No, I don't allow that in my household.
Okay.
I'm a Christian woman. I don't allow that in my household.
Have you beat these children before on this particular issue? Have you had problems with them in the past on this?
No.
All right. I'm just trying to square it up as quick as possible. I don't want you going through and being stressed out about this particular issue, but I know that from my understanding, you're supposed to be a law-abiding person. And you're
I'm very law-abiding, very.
Right.
And very. I care very much about my community, and that's why I do not allow these things in my community. And if they're doing it, trust me, I'm going to be on as soon as I hang on this phone.
Well, I don't want you to hang up just yet, because I got a couple more things I want to talk to you about. Because if you need me to come over there and bust some with you, I'll do
come
it.
Come and bust some. Yeah, I need that. Come bust some. And I'm going to help you butt some too.
Okay. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Yes.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You just got pranked.
You got pranked by and
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to kick they behind. Don't do that because I take that very serious.
They told me you are about cleaning up the community, and they bet not be nowhere around there selling no dope.
And, I mean, all they got to do is look at me, and I stare at them, and they automatically leave.
And that's a good thing, though.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get you back.
No, you can't get me. No, you can get... You can get them.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe this. And here I'm, like, nervous. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. I ain't want you to get off that phone because you finna go beat them boys.
That's right, because that I do not play. You know, I got nothing about to have. No cops run up in my house.
Ms. We need more people like you in the community that's making sure that we ain't dirtying up the neighborhood. We need you, baby.
Thank you.
Well, darling, you keep doing what you're doing. I got one more thing to ask you, though. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show
Steve
in the land.
Harvey, Tommy, Caller, and Shirley Strawberry.
All right, there it is, everybody. Surveillance.
That was serious. That was too much.
There's something wrong with this boy. Surveillance. That's what today's prank phone call. But, Unc, I got a question for you, Unc.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't ever ask you for nothing, Unc. But, you know, man, I really thought about something that I think you should really do for me. I really think you should do this for me, Unc.
What's that?
You know, I was in the hospital, and I was thought about, I said, man, we would really make my stay better if you became my advocate in the hotel, in my hospital room. You should just come in there and sit there. And when they come in, you advocate on my behalf. I think you feed me every now and then. You know, when the food come in, you feed me.
Gosh.
You know, you sit up there, you make sure I'm good. You know, fluff my pillow and then tuck me in and that, you know, stuff like that. And I think you'd be really good at that because you're so caring. You do it for so many people. You care.
Yeah, well,
and I just didn't know why I didn't look around. I didn't see you in there. And I told everybody, everybody knew. I said, you know, Uncle Steve coming. Is he coming? I said, he coming up here.
No, he can't not come. No. I've told you what to say.
What?
You can tell them you know me.
That's
don't
it.
Don't tell nobody I'm coming down at you.
Why not, Steve?
And what made you think, and what's it called to be your what?
Advocate. You know, you sit in the room with me, you know, if I need something.
Advocate.
You know. Yeah, you know, like you press the call button, you talk to the people.
No. Oh, see, you misunderstand. See, you don't know the proper definition of that term. Advocate is a person on the outside who helps you with your causes. Like I'm a great spokesperson for people with sickle cell.
Yeah.
Valuable information as an advocate from the radio station about sickle cell information.
You do?
But let me tell you something else.
That's the type of advocate I am.
Well, also, an advocate is someone, if I have a discrepancy and you hear about the discrepancy while you're in my room that they don't bring something to me, you advocate for why I should have it. That's the
answer. Listen to me.
You call
me and I advocate.
Over the phone?
Where is his juice?
Wow, that would really make a difference, Steve.
No mind.
Lady, I know his eyes is squinting from pain, but can you help with the TV?
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.